It's the Fraser Case, Hit 101.9. Mac and Lockie, Woz is joining us today. A very sad day for comic book fans, Woz.
Yes, Macca, very sad news. Stan Lee overnight in the US has passed away. It's been confirmed now by his daughter. Very sad news, not just for comic book fans, but I think for pop culture fans in general. He was kind of like the Don Bradman of pop culture, I guess.
Absolutely amazing. This guy had more cameos, I think, than Woody Allen, to be honest.
He has. He's become very famous with the younger generation because of those cameos and the not just the Marvel Cinematic Universe films, but all those Marvel films. In fact, do you guys know where that all started?
Mallrats?
Yeah, Mallrats, back from 1995, I think, the old Kevin Smith film. Yeah, he actually got Stan Lee on board to come and interact with Jason Lee, the main character from that film.
The Fantastic Four, Reed Richards. Can his whole body stretch? I mean, every part, you know, like his...
I know what you mean. We never really tackled stuff like that in the old days. I mean, what with the comic book code and all.
It was quite funny, but it's kind of spawned this whole thing for Stan Lee, and we don't know where it's going to end because apparently he films them so far in advance that he could have quite a number of films up his sleeve.
There you go. Woz, can you tell us about the legacy of some of the characters that Stan Lee created?
Yeah, Stan Lee, he's probably more famous for the X-Men and the Avengers characters like Spider-Man and Thor, Iron Man, the Hulk and Black Panther. So he did write a few Captain America comics, but I'm not sure whether he actually created Captain America or was a co-creator, but definitely a co-creator of the Marvel Comics business that went on to become now the Marvel Studios, which is just making or has made him so much money. He's one of the most well-known and well-paid producers in Hollywood. He was not only revered by comic book fans, but also by the producers of these movies. So they would not only consult with him, but make sure that they got him in there at some stage for his little cameo.
An amazing guy with just incredible stories, really. When you actually hear interviews with Stan Lee, he seemed like quite a decent man.
He did. He basically used to say things like, you know, when you grow up, you don't get to read fairy tales anymore, so I'll create fairy tales that older people can read. So that was really the main driving force behind what he did with his writing for comics. And he also once said, I'm not going to write about guys just punching each other. I want to write about people. So that's why when we think of Spider-Man, we think of Peter Parker. We think of those alter egos like Tony Stark. We think about the people behind the superheroes rather than the superheroes themselves.
Absolutely. Well, a great loss, but a great life as well. Thank you very much, Woz, for joining us.
No worries, guys.
To me, it is such fun creating characters, writing stories. It's an exciting life. And when you do something that you know the fans seem to enjoy, that gives you such satisfaction, you don't want to stop. I think if you do what really excites you, it just keeps you going as long as possible.
Want more Mac and Lockie? Download the Hit app.
This is the showdown.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.